Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a major development in downtown. Which downtown? Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Bob Kroll about everything from downtown redevelopment to the garbage dump in Carson.
And he is the mayor of Carson City. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Bensing, Marlene Lockhart, and Bob Berengo. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Sparks on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully's Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Bob Kroll. He is the mayor of Carson City. Pleasure
Hello.
To have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So at a time when everybody's contracting, you guys have come up with an amazing plan for downtown Carson City to revitalize it. Tell us what it's all about.
It is without a doubt, the largest economic development plan for Carson City in Carson City's lifetime and probably in my lifetime. And
boy, that's a long time.
It's a long time. And you know you're right. It's an odd time when sales tax, you know, the primary revenue generator for local government is on a decline. At the same time, you know, Carson City's in a unique position. We're a compact geographic community, and we have an opportunity that was given to, or provided to us through the Nugget to.
Let's explain for folks who are watching from around the state. The Nugget is the primary casino in downtown.
Right, and what we would do there, what the proposal is, and we just the board just voted to go forward with this last Thursday night, would be to spend $90 million, right at $90 million, in a public-private partnership with the Nugget, potential charitable foundation that will be created by the Nugget, where 8 acres of downtown Carson City would be used for city economic development purposes. We would create a knowledge and discovery library, a public plaza, a green digital media center, a business incubator, commercial office space, residential lofts, and an evening entertainment venue right in downtown Carson City. There would be a public-private partnership where about $46 million of that would be provided by private developers, and just that $41 million would be provided by the city. And so,
and where's the city getting the money?
It's a mix of financing sources. One source would be an 8-cent increase in the sales tax, which would yield about $12 million over the life of the project. And the board has the authority to do that. Another large part of this would be creating what's called a tax increment financing district that would use the property tax related to the footprint of the project itself. Not anywhere, there'd be no property tax increase anywhere else, but you would use the property taxes that are created by the development itself to finance the development. That's another large part. We would also use community development block grant money and also some transit funds to build a transit hub in downtown Carson City. And that's where the majority of our money, the city money, would come from. It's a mix of revenue sources. There's no doubt about it. It's a lot of money for us. But it's an opportunity that is really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Carson City. And with the extension of the freeway around Carson now to Fairview, it is more important than ever that we do something in downtown to make sure that we continue our growth and stimulate our economy in Carson City in a way where we think we're going to progress. And let me say, you know, in Carson City, we're like other communities. We have about 3,850 people, to be exact, in Carson City who are unemployed. This project, during its 5-year build-out, would average an employment base of about 550 people. Over the life of the project, after it was completed, would be about 450 people full-time. And there would be obviously a sales tax benefit from that development as well. But we think it's a good way to, one, create the synergy of business and civic institutions in downtown Carson, to keep people in downtown Carson, where you would also be able to create an employment base that would help have our make our city grow and continue to grow. So it's a huge project. And, you know, the way I kind of look at it is, you know, my sense is that, you know, when we had this at the board the other night, even though we're talking about taxes in time of difficult economic times, most people, I believe, you know, understand that if we can do something that will benefit the city in terms of its employment, in terms of how it wants to see itself grow and be in the future, are pretty much in support of doing, you know, they understand the need of for the city to spend money. And I think that people are also looking at the lost opportunity cost, that if you don't do this, there's a cost to your city. And these types of opportunities don't come around very much. And let me just add one more thing about the Nugget's participation in this, which is really unbelievable in a sense. The 8 acres that the Nugget would use would be owned by a foundation that was created by the Hop May Adams Foundation, who would actually own the 8 acres. They would either donate or lease the property that the library would sit on in the public plaza. They would donate it if necessary. The other part of the 8 acres would be used to lease. That foundation would get lease income from it. And the foundation, and here's the kicker, the foundation would take the lease income that they get from all the other buildings that are on that property and put it back into Carson City at the direction of the Carson City Board of Supervisors for activities and development in Carson City. I mean, it's a wonderful way for a foundation to be created that would look at, you know, we're going to create a foundation just for Carson City, for the youth of Carson City and for other projects. And so we're not only going to build an employment base, but we're going to take what income we can generate off that 8 acres to even build more projects in Carson City or to benefit more people.
Okay, let's take a break on the Bob Kroll Show. We'll be back after this time.
Man,
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation, hopefully a conversation with me about parole. Only in office for a year and one question.
It's that previous work experience, right?
Right, that's right.
You know, something that isn't necessarily as sexy as the downtown redevelopment is what you're doing with the recycling centers and the landfill. And I guess you've been working with the governor, going down to San Jose, seeing what they've done down there. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
You know, that's an exciting project as well. Just recently, the board went out with on a request for proposals to see if we can get to create a public-private partnership to create a state-of-the-art recycling plant at the Carson City landfill. We're in a fortunate position because we own our own landfill. We think that we can regionally consolidate waste in our area, run it through a state-of-the-art landfill, create electricity, create compost, create plastic and glass recyclables and metal recyclables, and eliminate up to 75% of the waste that goes into our landfill. Without changing our curbside rates, by the way, without changing our curbside rates. And we are working very closely with the governor to see if we can get funding through the Office of Energy and other ARRA funding mechanisms.
Now, there's also another benefit besides this. It's not just landfill, it's not just a recycling center, but it's also a power generator.
It's a power generator. And I don't know how much power you could generate out of that, but you would definitely be able to generate enough power to power the facility itself.
Would this be like methane gas?
It's a dry anaerobic, carbon neutral, dry anaerobic methane gas generator, where you then sell your energy back on the grid. And the Nugget project is a wonderful project. This, if we can make this build to fruition, this puts Carson City in the clean and green area, even more. And I look forward. My sense is that there are a number of private developers out there who would like to showcase Carson City as being, this is what we can do in recycling. So, you know, I look forward to doing that, and I look forward to working with the governor. You know, it was the governor that said, Bob, I'd like, you know, to see if Carson City could be the pilot program to show what we can do in recycling in this state. And so, you know, we're marching down that road.
Love those bipartisan efforts. You know, that's kind of stuff that we have in Nevada that, you know, you lose sight of sometimes.
You're absolutely right. You know, and sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the partisan stuff. The nice thing about being mayor is it's a nonpartisan job. You work with everybody and you focus on issues, you focus on be it creating a quality of life that for everybody. And, you know, Carson City's in a unique position because we are the seat of government. And, you know, that's where the governor has their office. That's where all five constitutional officers are. It's only fitting that we be the lead dog in terms of doing what we can on recycling and the lead dog in development.
Over the last couple of years, I've visited some meetings talking about downtown, and businesses there were just crying that it was just a disaster.
It is.
I presume that you have huge support from them.
We do. The Downtown Business Association supports the opportunity we have, and somewhere, you know, we have to fill our buildings, and the only way I know to fill buildings is to create the synergy, create the environment, create the enthusiasm to want to make people want to come work and live and play here. And somehow, to, you know, because half of the money that, you know, half the workers that come into our community go home at night and take their paycheck home at night. We need to find a way to keep that income and that income generating capability in downtown Carson City or in Carson City proper, and we can do that.
Do you have a private developer already committed to spending the
money? We're talking to several private developers. I mean, part of the idea is that we need to have someone with the wherewithal to bring in $90 million worth of financial strength to start.
Now, you've got Mark Lewis working with you, who is the driving force behind the downtown baseball stadium in Reno that has been remarkably successful. How's that working out?
I think, you know, Mark Lewis, you know, it has a lot of experience in dealing with large projects such as what we're talking about in Carson City, and I'm glad to have him on board to help us do these things. I mean, you know, in every one of these large projects, you'll have people who question about how you're doing things, and there's no doubt about, you know, that we need to answer all these questions. But Mark Lewis, I think, has the background to help us work through those things. I'm glad he's on board.
Yeah, Mayor, one of the things, Carson City, I think, is especially hit hard by this, the budget cuts that we've seen on the state level. Can you tell us how they've affected your job in Carson as mayor?
As I opened up on the beginning of this show, we thought in Carson City we were going to be living on ending fund balances and weather out this economic, I might as well call it, you know, it's recession. I think it, in our community it is. I don't think, you know, with sales taxes continue to decline, I don't think that we're going to be able to live on ending fund balances much longer, much past the end of this fiscal year. So we are at the same time when we're thinking about spending $90 million downtown, we're going to have to be talking to all of our employees about, you know, we need to tighten our belt even further.
Let me ask you a quick question about the BNT Railroad. We've got about 45 seconds left.
Sure.
Carson City and Virginia City got some grief on the federal level for the stimulus funds going to help finish that project. What's your response to that?
Unfortunately, I think that people probably spoke before they knew what that project really was. That's an important piece of the history of this region and of our state, and I think I'm personally sorry that a good Navy friend of mine, John McCain, came out and said it was a boondoggle, because it is absolutely not a boondoggle. It's a wonderful project. It brings history back to Carson City. To date, that train has been full. That's going to be one of the economic generators of our region.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure having you on the program, and now I know we don't have to actually ask questions. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers after this timeout. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bob Berengo is here, the former Speaker of the Assembly. We also have Scott Bensing with SB Strategic Consulting and Marlene Lockhart with Capital Strategies. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to start out with, How did Joe Lieberman end up being the most powerful senator in the United States?
Well, I tell you right now, with they're in a, they've got a conundrum. They've got 60 votes, which means anything that is this controversial, and I think whether you're for or against health care reform, you understand it's a controversial measure. Each one of the 60 can be the one who put it over the top. And if it turns out to be unpopular in the future, those who are up for re-election in 2010 will be the one who did it. And Lieberman is in a, you remember where he came from. He had most of Senate Democrats come out against him in the primary. He left the primary, ran as an independent, and won. So he's beholden to no one. And I think some of, he's in a, if he says no, the answer is no.
But isn't he, in a sense, beholden at some point to Senator Reid due to the fact that Senator Reid did not go after him and punish him by taking away his committee chairmanship?
Right, but I think could make a difference in the future. And Joe Lieberman is getting enormous heat. There are a lot of people who think now this is just payback to those Democrats who opposed him in the primary in Connecticut. And I think it really is beneath Joe Lieberman for what he's doing now, if it is retribution, and he's taking this position just to get back to the West Wing of the Democratic Party. Regardless of how you feel about the legislation, I don't think his position is based on merit, especially when you see where he was on the filibuster. He tried to oppose the filibuster in the late 1990s, and he also supported Medicare, lowering the age for Medicare in the past. So he's done a 360, so it looks like his position now is not based on merit, but based on other factors of maybe some payback in there.
Paul, I see steam rising. You want to jump in?
Well, I thought I would let Bob go ahead.
I saw Joe Lieberman this morning, and he said that the reason he's changed his position is because of the finances of the country and the cost of this package, and that's why he thought he had to do this because there's so many, you know, we're in a different financial condition than we were years ago when he supported this buy-in.
And, you know, there's nothing to say that, you know, you can't change your mind, that you can't examine the facts, that things do change. So, I mean, I think you got to give a guy like Joe Lieberman, who I think is a very reasoned person who will look at all sides of the issue, you know, whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah, including the insurance companies that reside in Connecticut, headquarters of all these, that donate a lot of money to Senator Lieberman.
Right now, the way
they donate a lot of money to Senator Dodd, too. They donate a lot of money to everybody. So,
but a big bulk of the insurance companies have already sold off on some of this stuff.
Right. But right now, the status of the Senate health care bill is a massive giveaway to insurance companies. It requires everyone to buy policies.
Yeah.
It's not from the government. It's not from anywhere else. The big winner so far, if it goes as we think it might go, will be the insurance company.
And the big losers, the American people, because it's once again social engineering from the federal government telling us how we need to live our lives. Oh, you need to drive an environmentally friendly car. You need to have an Energy Star furnace in your house. You need to have health insurance. You know what? It's sickening, and I think people are starting to get fed up with having Big Brother telling everybody how we need to live our lives.
And what path would you take down this one, Scott?
I'm with you, Paul.
Well, I think everybody thinks healthcare needs to be reformed, but I don't know that we need 2,000 pages to reform it. It seems to me there's some simple things we could do.
7 presidents have tried to reform healthcare.
But there's a bunch of incremental steps you can do to make this thing, to make this happen better than this massive bill where they start doing who gets to go to medical school. There's a provision in the bill that says if you're like Nevada and you take money, our caps on medical malpractice caps are gone. There's all kinds of things like that in this bill. You don't need those things to reform health care.
Do you want to see a way where you can lower the cost of health care?
Absolutely.
And this, you know, bill at this point does not do that.
That's right.
Although there was a moment where they were looking at people age 55 to 65 who could actually qualify for Medicare, buy into the system, and maybe that would lower the cost that my wife and I pay, which is almost $1,800 a month.
You know what else would lower it? Tort reform. You know what? That's kind of the big bugaboo that, you know, we don't want to talk about in the final version of this bill. But you look at why medical costs are high, and Bob hit on it. You know, those caps that we don't have on a federal level for our doctors when they have to pay so much for medical malpractice insurance. The first doctor that delivered my first kid
is not delivering babies anymore because medical malpractice insurance was too expensive. You need to look at that if you really want to fix the healthcare system, but apparently we don't. We're just going to have another massive giveaway.
With 60 Democrats in the Senate, are you going to see a fix in tort reform? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I do think they're going to get something done, and I think the reason that Democrats are going to support it, all 60 of them, or maybe they'll pick off one Republican, is the same reason that most Republicans oppose it. And that is because whatever is passed will never be able to be taken away. It'll be, and if you were to do it, to your point, Bob, incrementally, you could make those changes. They're going to alter the market. If you support that, that's great. It'll be altered forever. If you don't, you're never going to go back and be able to do away with the public option or a more socialized healthcare system. It's going to be here to stay.
And don't forget, it's got to be reconciled with the House. This isn't the end of the story.
And that's where we have to leave it. A spirited discussion. Fire extinguishers are right around the corner. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's pain relief really works.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show free of charge from iTunes.
Tomorrow, Sam, we have a vindicated Lieutenant Governor, Brian Kerlicky.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you on the next show.